mental health. How to really help as a manager. Let's face it. Corporate mental health initiatives can sometimes feel like lip service. Much like big companies suddenly sporting rainbow logos during Pride Week, these efforts often come across as more public relations than genuine support. So, I want to share a few insights on what I have found truly makes a difference when it comes to supporting your team's mental well-being. BS is based on practical experience rather than any qualification. Be their bastion, be their shield. A lot of anxiety at work comes from feeling under constant threat. Stress, fear of failure, or uncertainty about job security. One of the biggest ways you can help is by letting your team know you have their backs, that no one is about to be thrown under the bus as a sacrificial lamb when something goes wrong. The reassurance that mistakes or setbacks won't lead to immediate punishment is a powerful stress reliever. It gives people the mental space to recover, learn, and even grow from challenges rather than spiraling into worse mental health issues. This is the most important hint here, but just screw it up once and you have ruined it. Never throw your team under a bus for personal advantage. Acknowledge the fear of stumbling. Many high-performing teams talk about the fear of stumbling, the worry that showing any weakness will get you sidelined or quietly replaced. This mindset pushes people to hide their struggles until they completely burn out. Your role as a manager is to let your team know that if they do stumble, it's not the end of the line. Yes, there are still formal processes to follow, like company leave policies, but make it clear that stumbling doesn't mean they lose their place on the team. In fact, going through mental health challenges can make someone stronger in the long run. Welcome them back when they're ready and help them get back up to speed without penalizing them for being human. Be transparent, but kind. When someone on your team is dealing with mental health issues, honesty is crucial. Telling someone, take as much time off as you want. It doesn't matter, can feel disingenuous because, of course, project timelines and responsibilities still exist. People know that behind the supportive smile, plans are being made to keep things moving or to reassign tasks if necessary. So, be direct about it. Explain how the team will manage while they're out and show them you're prepared to keep the project going without making them feel guilty or abandoned. Emphasize that they are still valued and that you look forward to their return whenever they're ready. This balance of honesty and empathy helps them trust you and the company instead of worrying they're a burden or assuming the worst. Reassure them there's a place when they're back. Finally, make it crystal clear that once they've taken time to address their mental health, they will be welcomed back with open arms. This is key. People recovering from mental health challenges often worry they won't be seen as capable anymore, that their peers or managers will view them as less than. Spell out that this is not the case. You want them back and you'll support them in catching up. That sense of security and belonging is one of the best ways to foster a mentally healthy workplace. The bottom line. Real support goes beyond checkboxes and slogans. It's about creating an environment where people feel safe to stumble, recover, and so they can learn and grow without being cast aside. It's about honest conversations, clear plans, and a genuine understanding that mental health isn't a liability. It's part of being human. As a manager, you have the power to set that tone. Use it wisely.